Proclamation number 7130 of 25th of May, 1958. Understanding the outpouring of the Spirit. The working of my Spirit has become an incomprehensible concept for most people, and this, too, is a sign of the profound spiritual darkness which is spread across the earth. They do not understand the actual meaning of the outpouring of my Spirit, and it is only over the outpouring of the Spirit upon my disciples that they understand by it. An event which was announced to all people, which all people could experience themselves, they only limit to my first disciples. And thereby they make themselves unfit for my Spirit to pour over them. They lack the understanding for this process which only appeared for the first time with the first disciples but was announced by me beforehand with the words, "I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth." And all the words I spoke were also directed to all people. They did not only apply to my disciples but to all those who, like my disciples, endeavor to follow me, who fulfill my commandments of love. Otherwise I could not have said, "He who fulfills my commandments is the one who loves me. To him I will come and reveal myself to him." But I myself could only announce myself in spirit, because my life on earth as a human being had ended with my death on the cross, and my ascension into heaven clearly marked the end of my mission on earth. But I had promised my Spirit to those who believed in me. I wanted to be with them always, in spirit. And most people do not understand this saying, otherwise the working of my Spirit would not be unknown or improbable to them either. For it is precisely this working of the Spirit which causes doubt or rejection everywhere, because, on the one hand, it is only rarely possible and, on the other hand, it does not come to light where people pretend to be followers of those disciples who, however, are not the right followers in truth, who also do not fulfill the conditions which entail the working of the Spirit. For these alleged followers or representatives of God are also completely ignorant of the meaning of the outpouring of the Spirit. The Spirit from me is my share. It sees everything, knows everything, and will therefore spread light and brightness, enlightenment about things which human knowledge does not reveal to it. The Spirit from me is the strength which can also fill the human being when my Spirit flows through him. Thus the Spirit from me guides everything out of order into the right order. It also orders the human being's thinking. It opens his eyes to see what has never been seen before. He opens his ears to hear what he has never heard before. And I have promised people this outpouring of the Spirit if only they live according to my will, i.e., fulfill my commandments of love. But if this outpouring of the Spirit is evident in a person, if he reports out of himself about things which are hidden to humanity, if he can clearly and understandably enlighten people about many things which were hitherto incomprehensible to them, then fellow human beings will not recognize that my Spirit expresses itself, that my promise is fulfilled. Instead, they will reject everything and only describe that person as a fantasist or liar, and thereby only testify to themselves that they are completely ignorant and not at all filled by my Spirit. Nor can they register the slightest degree of spiritual working in themselves, otherwise their thinking would be rightly guided insofar as that they would reverently face my unusual working and seriously want to think about it. And precisely the outpouring of my Spirit has been the cause of endless persecutions and hostilities of those who, as true followers of my first disciples, became receptacles for me to pour out my spirit into. Countless crimes have been committed on the part of those who claimed the right to be enlightened by my spirit and yet could not show the slightest sign of the working of my spirit in themselves. All understanding for this has dwindled, and only a few made it possible for me to reveal myself in spirit, for my promise to be fulfilled, for me myself to come to my own in spirit. Amen.